I want to talk to you now about a kind of leadership principles that come out of a movement that did amazing work, and I guess continue to do so. But Chris Lowney, he was studying to be a Jesuit priest. And then he left that and went into business. And he worked for a major company. And as he worked for that major company, he realized that there are principles in the Jesuit understanding of leadership that really could and should be applied to the business world today. And he calls it heroic leadership. And it's something that greatly benefits and is necessary for us if we're going to be transformational leaders. Again, just as a reminder, leadership is more than overseeing transactions. Leadership is visionary. Leaders embody values and ideals important to groups. They help people transcend self-interest and invest themselves in the needs of others. And so transformational leaders have a big picture focus. In this sense, leadership means to be, to focus on the process of leadership development, helping individuals maximize their abilities to influence others. There are three dimensions of leadership that we have talked about already. One has to do with servant leadership. Another has to do with credible leadership. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. There's nothing you see in me that you cannot become. It must be credible leadership. But now I want to focus on heroic leadership. And heroic leadership, in heroic leadership, Chris Lowney points out leadership principles that guided the Jesuits. He calls it a 450-year-old company that changed the world, and they really did. They went places that other believers would not go, and they made incredible inroads, particularly in Eastern countries. Leadership principles. Here's one. We are all leaders, and we lead all the time. Every person has often untapped leadership potential. The Jesuit model rejects the one great man model of leadership for a simple reason. Everyone has influence, and everyone projects influence, good or bad, large or small, all the time. Think about this as you think about the youth that you serve. Everyone has influence. Everyone projects influence, good or bad, all the time. So the tendency among leadership gurus is to highlight those whose leadership intersected with great moments of history. Say like a Winston Churchill, World War II, or Mandela during the apartheid in South Africa. Leaders may rise during such times, but they do not wait for world-changing, defining moment opportunities to come to them. Leaders seize all available opportunities to influence and make an impact. So leadership is defined not by the scale of the opportunity, but by the quality of one's response. Think about that with the youth that you serve. Leadership is not defined by the scale of the opportunity. It is defined by the quality of one's response. Here's another principle. Leadership comes from within. A leader's most compelling asset is who he or she is, a person anchored by core beliefs, values, and purpose, and who therefore faces the world with clarity and vision. This vision is more than clever words fashioned into a mission statement. It is intensely personal. The hard-won product of self-reflection. Who am I? What do I care about? What do I want? And how do I fit into the world? When we move into our third section in building cathedrals, we'll be looking at a process called master planning. And we're going to be talking about purpose and core values. And that's not just putting words on a page. It has to reflect what you really believe, what you see, what you want, what, how you fit into this world of urban youth. It's a hard-won statement. It's a hard-won belief. If you do that, that is going to, it will become a compelling asset for you. Your work with youth will not just be a job. It will be a calling and an adventure. Leadership is not an act. It's a life. This may jar some of your thinking, but think about this. Conventional wisdom ties leadership to tasks, thinking of it as something to be turned on or off depending on the context. But leadership is not a task or a job. Leadership is real life. The early Jesuits talked about nuestro modo de proceder, our way of proceeding. Their actions flowed from a worldview and priority shared by all members of the Jesuit team. Leadership was their compass for living. Leadership is real life, and that's what you bring to the youth that you serve. Here's another one. Leadership development is an ongoing process of self-development. The steps to becoming a leader messages so prevalent today are misleading. Steps may enlighten, but they do not produce a leader. No, strong leaders are avid learners. Leadership development is a never-ending work in progress in need of continual maturing and growth. So, those are the principles. How do we move from principles to competencies? What competencies do we need to have in order to be transformational leaders? Well, the first one Launey talks about is self-awareness. Leaders must order one's life. Leaders mold themselves and others into leaders who understand personal strengths, weaknesses, values, and worldview. Ingenuity. Leaders mold themselves and others into leaders who confidently innovate and adapt to embrace a changing world. They called it live with one foot raised, always ready to respond to emerging opportunities. The third one is love. Leaders mold themselves into leaders who engage others with a positive and loving attitude. They face the world with a confident, healthy sense of themselves as endowed with talent, dignity, and value. Leaders passionately commit to honoring and unlocking potential found in themselves and others. And then they create loving environments, bound and energized by loyalty, affection, and mutual support. And then the final one is heroism. Leaders mold themselves into leaders who energize themselves and others from heroic ambitions. They encourage one another to endeavor to conceive great resolves and elicit equally great desires. Heroic leaders imagine an inspiring future and strive to shape it rather than passively watching the future happen around them. They elicit great desires by envisioning heroic objectives. In what ways is your ministry heroic? In what ways are you endeavoring to conceive great resolves and elicit equally great desires? What are you envisioning for when you look at the youth you serve? What do you see? Do you see rocks? Do you see employment? Or do you see cathedrals in the making? That is what God wants you to see. So the implications. Leadership is visionary. Leaders embody values and ideals important to the groups. Helps people transcend self-interest, invest themselves in the needs of others, and have a big picture focus. Youth leaders embrace principles that lead to transformation. Everyone leads. Leadership comes from within. Leadership is not an act, but a life. Leadership development is an ongoing process of self-development. And finally, youth leaders grow competencies in self-awareness, ingenuity, love, and heroism. That's the transformational leader. That is the person that is in sync with God's agenda. Becoming a transformational leader might be difficult for you if you have functioned for a long time in a transactional mode. But I would encourage you that can change. You can change. Once you get these ideas of what transformation is, how it works, and your role in God's transforming agenda, then you can slowly begin to stop being conformed to the patterns that you have been taught with related to leadership, but rather be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you do that, you will prove what God's will is, and you will begin to walk like Jesus and have the kind of influence on young people that will bring about transformation.